The former director general of the British Broadcasting Corporation says he felt he had no choice in stepping down and said he hopes his departure will allow the BBC to move past a difficult period. Greg Dyke yesterday became the second senior BBC executive to leave following the Hutton Commission report that was sharply critical of BBC editorial practices. Board Chairman Gavin Davies resigned on Wednesday. At issue was a broadcast last May which accused the British government of exaggerating the military threat posed by Saddam Hussein. Emma Duncan is the Britain editor for Britain's Economist magazine. One British journalist likened this affair to a second-rate burglary that pulls the entire house down. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think there's quite a lot in that. There was one broadcast at 6:07 a.m. May 29th last year, which has led to this whole catastrophe. And it really is a catastrophe for the BBC. Not, I think, because trust fundamentally has forever been undermined in the institution, but it's headless now. It doesn't know where it's going.
What was the exact accusation, that the reporter did not have the backing to support the most serious charge he made?
Yeah, that's right. The reporter charged that the government had inserted into the dossier on Iraqi weapons of mass destruction that it published last September the claim that weapons could be launched within 45 minutes, that it had inserted this in the face of reluctance from the intelligence services, knowing the claim to be wrong. Lord Hutton's report said that these claims were unfounded. But what Lord Hutton was more critical of was not so much that the broadcast went out in the first place, but that the BBC's management failed to investigate whether the claims were true, or at least whether the reporter's notes supported the claims that he was making. And when it turned out that they did not, that the BBC's management didn't then try to rectify this in some way.
How damaging is this to the BBC, to its integrity, its independence, its reputation?
Well, it's pretty damaging to its reputation, except that those same polls that still show a lot of scepticism about the government show that people still have a greater tendency to trust the BBC than they do the government. In the long term, it will, I suspect, change the way the BBC is governed. At the moment, it is so independent that it doesn't even have any regulator to oversee its doings. The governors, its board of governors, are supposed to regulate it in the public interest. And it's the governors who are heavily criticized by Lord Hutton for not looking into the truth of this story and not making amends when it turned out to be unfounded.
What about editorial practices there?
Yeah, the editorial practice is also criticized in the sense that this report went out very early in the morning. The reporter made his claims in the course of a two-way interview with the presenter of the program, which was unscripted. He was just talking off the cuff. And Lord Hutton says, if you are going to make allegations quite that serious about a government, that there ought to be a script beforehand, that, you know, some editor ought to know what this journalist is going to say, which seems to me fairly reasonable.
What about morale there?
Morale is bad at the BBC at the moment. People are tremendously upset. A lot of feeling within the BBC that the organization has been unjustly treated. BBC employees have been on the streets protesting at Greg Dyke, the Director General, going. He's a very, very popular guy, and people are very upset that he's left.
Emma Duncan is the Britain editor at Britain's Economist magazine.